Hey everybody, it's your boy, the director, Chris Keeling. It is March 1st, 2020. Yeah, it's been a little while since we've done a geek podcast, but my geekles, my nerdlings, it's gonna be good. With me tonight, as always, is Sarah the Ted.
Hello.
And often collaborator, it's just me, Alisa Wiggin, who's coming out with her own YouTube show soon. I'm excited to get on to this. It's going to be good. So,
hola.
With that being said, it is March. Y'all know what that is. WonderCon is right around the corner. So, we're going to talk about convention newbies because this year, I know for a fact that I got friends who are going who've never been to a convention like this. I love it. And we're also going to get into talking about gateway nerd things. What kind of subjects people could get into that may not necessarily come off geeky at first. And with that, I'm going to let the ladies go ahead and start this off. Go ahead.
Okay, WonderCon 2020 is around the corner. Easter weekend, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, which we're excited about. Just a little tidbit, just a little bit of information. I love, you know, cosplaying, of course. So the Keeling family, us, we are going to be cosplaying as Pokemon trainers. And two of our newbies that are going, her and her son, we're going to also take them and turn them into Pokemon trainers. So it'll be their first time cosplaying. So I'm all excited for that. I always get excited when I get to cosplay somebody, dress them up, turn them into something.
Convert the normies.
Yes, that's great there. So anyway, we're talking about talking nerdy, talking about your geek interest and gateway geek. So whoever wants to start, go right ahead. And
okay, well, we can always reiterate the things that got us into being geeks. And as I said numerous times, that Masters of the Universe is it for me. It's still it for me today. You know, I 30 years later, I'm still into He-Man and the Adventures of the Masters of the Universe. Again, other gateways was Spider-Man, you know, that got me into comic books. I tell you, our older generations, generally it's someone like Batman and the original Adam West TV series got a lot of people into superheroes. The Green Hornet, which is kind of old school. You know, Ghostbusters. You can name it. There's so much out there that gets people. Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon is another one. That, as a matter of fact, Flash Gordon has probably led the way to so much of what's popular now, because Flash Gordon was part of the reason that Star Wars was created. That and Kurosawa movies. So with that,
okay, I have a question though. For people that are listening that are like not experienced in the geek culture, and they look at you and you go like, okay, there's geeks and there's nerds. For people out there, what are the difference between a geek and a nerd?
Okay, so in general, I don't have the Urban Dictionary up in front of my head.
I know it.
Oh, go ahead, speak it out.
A nerd is somebody who is considered highly intelligent. They are the ones who can do complicated equations or quantum equations in their head. It's basically Stephen Hawking. A geek is someone who finds a cult, who belongs to a cult following, like the Trekkers, Star Wars fans, the Bronies.
The geek definition I like is they're usually the ones who are really uber passionate about something, like Star Trek, Star Wars, Doctor Who, you know. Mm-hmm. They're usually the ones that are way passionate, and I'll be honest, I have geek friends who way surpass me in anything. I'm geeky. I know somebody who's far more knowledgeable and far more geeky about it, and have at it. I'll take my little slice and enjoy it the way I do.
Yes, like Alisa said, words nerd and geek are often used interchangeably. Sorry, I'm reading this here. And it says as if they mean the same thing. They actually don't. Geek, an enthusiast of a particular topic or field, and nerd, a studious intellectual, although, again, of a particular topic or field. So, yes, she was correct. So, basically, nerds are more intelligent. And geeks, not saying geeks aren't intelligent people, but they don't show.
Nerds create what we geek out about.
Exactly. Basically.
Exactly.
So, okay. So, for you out there that didn't know the difference, because growing up, ew, you're a nerd, you're a geek. Sometimes the person that was calling you that didn't realize it was two different things.
Right. I'm sure the definition itself has actually kind of changed since we were kids.
Well, yeah, because growing up, nerds, you know, what did you think a nerd was growing up if you weren't into that? I mean, you know, it was like someone that liked comic books, someone that,
right, you if know, you
played Dungeons and Dragons.
I think at that time, if you were considered a nerd or geek,
yeah,
you know, actually, I think I heard more nerd than geek.
Yeah, so did I.
I think it was if you weren't part of the popular crowd, if you're not a jock or you're not into sports or, you know,
yeah,
stuff that vanilla interests, okay, I'm just going to call it out, vanilla interests.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just usually the geeks like more obscure things that, oh my God, you know. And nowadays, everyone's like, oh, these things that everyone, like these geeks liked as a kid, were making billions of dollars.
Yeah.
They're dominating the box office. And then you get the, you end up with that, oh, the movie was okay, but the source material's better. And I know a lot of people who complained about what Marvel does because, oh, it's not like the comics. And what the geeks, which are generally, there's a lot of nerds who are geeks, so like I said, there's a lot of reason how it does go hand in hand, is just like, you're not gonna get exactly, and I don't want Infinity Gauntlet to be exactly like Infinity War. You know, I appreciate the fact that they're drawing from some of their stronger materials and putting it together. Like Nick Fury, you know, obviously was Sam Jackson, and when they made the Ultimate Universe, they created Nick Fury after Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Not after the white dude who was part of the Howling Commandos in World War II, which is a great Nick Fury, and is, you know, David Hasselhoff did a movie of it, which was, you know, back in the 90s when they did it.
Yeah.
They always did it with a sense of not really taking a lot serious. The only ones that seemed to ever get the rights taken serious was Batman, you know?
Yeah.
But at that, if we go back and look at movies, I'm gonna put it out right now. Christopher Reeves' Superman, the first movie still holds water as being one of the top five superhero movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no argument. The love story between him and Lois was a hell of a lot more compelling, and it didn't take as long as it did in the comics.
But I will also say, if you've not seen it, you know, when they originally did Superman 2, Richard Donner ended up getting fired, and they hired another guy to basically finish the movie, and that's what was Superman 2. However, they have a Richard Donner cut of it out, which is a bit shorter, but so much, and overall, it's better, and I'll tell you why, because if you watch how Lois Lane is in that movie, in the beginning of the movie, she's got a picture of Superman, and she's drawing glasses and a suit, and she's pretty much figured out that Clark Kent's Superman, and I like that, because Lois Lane is not dumb. But going back, so, to the subject at hand, we're getting ready for WonderCon. This is like our sixth con of WonderCon. I love them. I think we're also going to hit up PowerCon this year and maybe MorphinCon. We got newbies. One of my newbies has actually gone to a different kind of convention called Klexicon, which is for the LGBTQA plus community that
Vegas has every year.
Vegas has every year, and it's more specified for that community and all the entertainment aspects of that community, you know. So
she's all going to Batwoman and North Star's welcome.
Yes. Right. And now she's going to Baby Comic Con this year with her boy, and I'm excited for both of them because I think they're gonna have a good time. I think it may be a bit overwhelming at first, but you know, and that's one of the things. As a newbie and you go into a con, it's so massive, it's so big, there's so many people, you're like, what the hell is going on? Because you don't know. But at the same time, most geeks are you know, you're good around them, you know. There's been stories where a kid got lost and gone up to their favorite superhero, and the person in the costume, who's just an average Joe, took up the persona of that character and helped that kid find their parents. And that, which I'm going to cross over for a moment to the CK Project, that's a beautiful thing, just as a human, to do something like that. And we've had people who would not necessarily consider them part of the geek culture go, and it's a different experience for them. But I always felt that I had this like gift that if there's something you were interested in, I could find something geeky that would appeal to you.
Yeah, because, you know, sorry to interrupt, but yeah, it's basically more, you know, people think comic books, movies, you know, stuff like that. But if you go to these conventions, you see people that are geeky over a lot of things that are not just comic books, movies, anime, cartoons, whatever. I mean, there is all sorts. I mean, because, you know, they do a small thing out at these conventions, and called they do their tabletop gaming as well, because there are people that'll go to these just for tabletop gaming. And they do tabletop gaming demos. They have tabletop gaming companies that will come and do their demos and sell their games and stuff like that. So you got people that, you know, are you into D&D? Are you religious with your dice and you want a special kind of dice?
Red ones go faster.
they will have booths for people that are into D&D or people that are into, you know, Magic the Gathering, you know, Pokemon, anything, you know, so you don't have to just be there, go there and go, oh, I'm into these TV shows, I'm into this movie or these movies or whatever, you know, if you're into anything, if you're a artist of some sort, you know, yes, there's comic book artists there, but there are booths for people that are into art that you can buy art supplies there. You can buy, you know, me, I'm going there this year for a specific reason, starting my steampunk group, the Desert Coggle Society. Look me up on Facebook.
Oh yeah, go with the plug. I support that.
Anyway, and I am trying to get my group started here in Ridgecrest, and it's hard because I've had a few meetings and nobody showed up, but, you know, my Alisa, of course, she's a big supporter. Her and my child, Lily.
Dream the dream, baby.
Yes. We've gone to a meeting, you know, we do it in public and all this stuff. But like I said, I'm going to WonderCon. Specifically, I'm dressing up in steampunk this year. Like I said, I'm going to be a steampunk Pokemon trainer. And I'm going to mingle with steampunk fans. People that are into steampunk so that I can get into them and get into the know so that I can figure out how to make my group, you know, to start it. You know, so stuff like that. There is a lot of things that you can be into. I mean, it's weird, you know.
Oh, I'm going to put this out there, and this might get me a little bit of flack, but I'm going to do it. By the way, those people who come off like they're non-geeks, but they're really hardcore into sports and they do fantasy football, that's kind of geeky. I mean, honestly, fantasy football is role-playing just in sports.
Yes, you can talk to people at these conventions that are into that stuff. And, you know, I know there are people out there that automatically go, well, I'm not really into watching too many movies. I'm not really into reading comic books. I'm at my age, you know, some people think you have to be a certain age and then you stop watching cartoons, you know, or stuff like that. Or I'm not really into Disney or whatever, you know. So, you know, you become an adult and automatically you got to stop doing that stuff.
And here's the thing. Home and Gardens TV is a, believe it or not, a geek paradise for people for home improvement, for gardening. My God, my great-grandmother was such a gardening geek.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt, you could say cooking shows on and she'll drop everything. And this woman is good enough to be Paula Deen in a bake-off.
I mean, there are conventions for anything. So what we do as the Geek Cultural Experience, we are not just comic books. Yes, we may showcase a lot of just the pop culture aspect, comic books, movies, cosplay.
The traditional
geek stuff on our, you know, Facebook page and Instagram page. But there is so much more geek culture out there besides that. Cooking conventions, you know, fantasy football conventions.
Wrestling.
Wrestling conventions. There's so
horror conventions, science conventions, tech conventions.
Yes, you know me, I've been wanting to go to
one more convention that I'm gonna mention. Porn convention.
Oh yes, the adult convention they have in Vegas every year around, funny enough, the director's birthday in January, which I do plan on taking him.
And yes, okay, while we're on the subject of dirtiness, yes, I'm friends with adult entertainers, but I was friends with them before they became adult entertainers.
Yeah.
So, that's just one thing that makes me less pervy.
But anyway, yeah, you know, like me, I'm a photographer, and I've been wanting to go to those photography conventions they have, you know? So, it's not just about the geeky comic books, cartoons, movies, you know, whatever, that stuff. Whatever you're a geek about, you know, geeking about, you know, that it's considered geeky, you know.
I'm currently geeking out about sustainable ways, upcycling, basically, you know, not turning the planet into a giant ash cinders.
Oh, they have tons of conventions.
Becoming a dirty hippie. You dirty hippie.
There's a
dirty hippie. Dirty hippie.
And I believe in the death penalty. I am a naturist.
Yes. There's not a naturalist.
I like wearing my bra. I am a naturist. I believe in balance. And yeah, I'm a predator and I'm proud of it.
But, you know, yeah, there's been, it is, it's whatever you want to make your geek thing. So, the Gateway Geek, what got you into gateway geeky culture? You know, it doesn't have to be like okay, what Chris said. His was He-Man, you know, and certain
mine
movies.
Was a cross between ElfQuest, Neverending Story, Labyrinth, which was also my tipping point for puberty, and the Neverending and the Dark Crystal.
So,
my first celebrity crush was Jareth.
So okay,
and criminally tight pants.
Well, I've discovered that I know a lot of people like that.
But yeah, okay, so that's your geek in that direction. But then you know, like me, I'm a big 80s fan, so I basically you can make me a geek of the 80s. You know, I grew up in the 80s, love the 80s, you know. But I'm also a photography geek, big photography geek.
Oh, since we're speaking of that kind of geek, you know what I'm really geeking out about right now? Being a storyteller. I mean, honestly, creating stories and stuff, I'm geeking out so much about that right now. Just like, the whole movie processing. The only part I don't like, and it's the important part, is I don't like the money part. I wish I just, yeah.
Wave a wand, have it a beer, and everybody shut up.
Exactly, because yeah. That is so frustrating. And I got my buddy, one of my buddies is trying to get his movie made, and he needs like $1 million, and they go, just in this day and age, it's hard to bust out something like that.
Yeah, you know, and we got our
because we're not like real established, you know, so
yeah,
we'll get there,
you know. Then we got our kids, you know, like our little Chris, he's geeking out Pokemon. Oh, he's so geeking out about Pokemon now, right now. That's one of his obsessions at the moment, you know, so.
And as always, Winnie the Pooh.
And Winnie the Pooh, yes, of course. But, you know, and then, you know, and of course, you got our oldest, the oldest child. She's always been a Disney geek, you know. And then Lily, she's still trying to find her geekiness. You know, she geeks out about a lot.
She's geeking out about fashion. That's fashion. Like fashion and...
Yeah.
And making things.
Fashion and making things, yes. That's her geekiness. But, you know, we all have our own little thing, you know, and I've been trying to tell people that it's not just about the comics and all that stuff, but WonderCon, Comic-Con, you know, all the cons that you hear about, you know, Long Beach Comic-Con, and all those ones basically focus on the pop culture aspect of it. But if you go into those conventions, though, you can find other things that are not a part of that type of culture. I mean, because, oh my goodness, there are conventions. I mean, there was, we went to WonderCon last year or the year before, where they did the mock trial of the droids of RTD2 and C-3PO. And if who was in the wrong when they were in the cantina?
Right. I don't know, though. I think it was last year.
Last year. Okay.
Because I think Autumn went Ramon.
Yeah, Autumn went to that one. And they found out that the droids were not in the wrong for that. It was discriminating towards the droids. He was discriminating towards the droids. And see, that was kind of cool. They took a real-life scenario and turned it geeky. You know, they do that a lot. We've got, like, the science of certain things, you know.
Hell, half of our new technological advances in the past 30 years, we can attribute to Star Trek. You like those cell phones or smartphones? You like those iPads? You can thank Star Trek. You like stealth bombers? You can thank Star Trek.
Right.
You like having astronauts? They were inspired by Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a Trekker.
Yeah, you see stuff like that, you know? So, you know, they talk about how the geek culture was inspired by, you know, or how, you know, or geek culture inspires, you know, science today or, you know, or whatever, you know? And it's kind of cool. Like, okay, here's one that's been pretty big because one of the ladies from, you know, our big NASA, you know, from Hidden Figures, you know, passed away. And think of it, you know, that's pop culture. That was a movie, but it was a true story based off of famous females in science, in space, that did space, you know, stuff. So, you know, it's just, you know, we can incorporate our pop culture into our daily lives, and it's kind of cool. So if you say you're not a geek, you are living under a rock, because you basically are a geek of some sort.
Someone who is obsessed with a niche of something.
Yes.
If you really like cars, got news for you, you're not a motorhead, you're a geek.
Yes. Exactly.
If you like tricking out them and making them into lowriders, you're not a lowrider aficionado. You're a geek.
You like rebuilding computers, opening them up, redoing computers, making them whatever. It makes you geeky.
If you like fashion and can name off the top 10 designers for each season for the past 5 years, you are not a fashionista. You are a geek.
You know what this all sounds like to me? If your best friend's got a yellow tooth, you might be a redneck.
Yeah.
If you like Southern jokes, you are a geek.
That's exactly what this is.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, so...
I'm kind of geeky for stand-up comedy. I'm trying to figure that vibe out because that's one of those things I wanted to try out at some point, so yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, you know, so basically talking nerdy or talking geek interests, you know, there are people out there that automatically go towards the pop culture, like I said, but, you know, it's not just that, it's anything and everything, basically, you know?
That's one of the great things about being in the geek societies. It's an inclusiveness. I mean, the fastest way I know to get a motorhead to fall in love with a girl is for her to know what a cam is and how to fix it.
Yeah.
If a woman can tell a guy 7 different types of roses, 10 to 1, you're going to have an arborist as a husband.
You know, so if, yeah, basically, so if you get a chance, you know, you can go online. There is a website that, in depending on where you live in the United States, you can look up what conventions are going to be going on this year, and look them up. See if you can afford to go to one. It may not be, like I said, a pop culture convention. It could be, there is a convention out there for book lovers.
There is a lot.
You know, and I thought this one was really cool because we actually know someone that went to this convention a while back. And it was really cool. And, you know, it just, books, you know, you like to read, you know, meet your favorite author here at this book convention, you know, or.
I already know I'm not allowed to go there.
Or something, you know, so yeah, it's all different stuff, you know, there's a lit, like I said, I can't remember the website off the top of my head, but you can just Google conventions, you know, of in the United States in 2020, and you'll get a list of different conventions that are happening, you know, your horror conventions, your home and garden conventions, your baking conventions, your what, they even have a convention called the Santa Claus convention, where if you're a Christmas fan, they've got them, you know, so it's kind of cool, but you know, you do all these conventions and, you know, it might have what you're into, you know, or if you can't find a convention that you're into based of something that you're into, try going to like a comic book convention, because some of those are might have what you're interested in that convention. There's also those fan run conventions that just have for just fans of anything and everything. If you can find one of those are, I've not gone to a fan run convention yet, but those ones I've heard, because we have a friend that goes to the, which one did she say she's going to? Is it Massachusetts? Minnesota?
Minnesota.
There's one in Minnesota that's a fan-run convention that we have a friend that went to last year, and she's going to go again this year. And she says you don't get the big named celebrities or whatever that go there, but it's just a convention, you know, but you do get, you know, I would say not the A-listers, but the B, C, D-listers, you know, go to these conventions. And it's basically the fans run this convention. You know, you get all these people. Like, we know a few people that are a part of the SCA, which is the Society of Creative Anachronism, or the Medieval Reenactment Groups. And we know a couple people that go to the WhoCon and help run WhoCon. We also know someone from the group there that helps run WhedonCon. Right. Which is, if you're into Josh Whedon movies or TV series like Buffy the Vampire or Angel.
Or Firefly,
which I, Space Westerns.
Dollhouse,
yes. Space Westerns, I'm going to tell you now. 13 episodes? Okay, yes. Okay, you guys are great. Those Firefly fans, yes, but it is just not my cup of tea. I tried. I've seen the whole series one time through. It's not my thing. It really wasn't.
Blasphemy!
Now, I like Nathan Fillion. I have no problems with Nathan Fillion, but I just didn't care for the series.
I like Nathan Fillion, too, but that has nothing to do with his acting.
I just didn't like the series. But anyway, you know, but if you're into stuff like that, they have it, you know? So, go out there. Search for something. You never know what you'll find. Go out. Start talking to people, you know? Geek is easy to talk about. It's easy to talk geek. Really, it is. It's just having like a normal conversation, everyday conversation about something. It's not that hard. Don't feel intimidated about someone that knows something. Like the director over here can really geek it up about pop culture like nobody's business. And I know some people have, you know, I can see it in some people's faces when they're talking to him. Like, that's like, I'm not geeky like that. How do I even hold a conversation? You know, but he's pretty good at, you know, directing that.
Well, at that being said, I'm very multifaceted, so I can probably talk most subjects to people.
You know. But basically, you know, so.
Well, and then the other thing I'm really geeky about is music. I've been geeky about
that. Yeah, oh my God, if you are a geek of music, that is a big thing right there. Because music is everywhere. I don't understand. I'm fathomed sometimes by people when they say, I'm just not into music. It's like, I don't say it to them, but I always wonder, how can you not? It doesn't have to be modern music. It doesn't have to be old music. It doesn't have to be just a tune, just a sound of some sort that makes music.
Well, I'm into elevator music because it's just so soothing. It calms my soul.
Well, hey, if you're into elevator music, that's fine too. But
I like to sing when I'm cooking.
But
like,
yeah.
I like the. I always thought it was funny that when I used to work in a restaurant, and they pipe in elevator type music.
Yeah.
First time I heard No Diggity in that, I was just like,
you pause and you're like, is that like, what I think?
Yeah.
No.
I do that all the time. Is that great. Oh, that's great like that. Or oh no, don't know, you know. Yeah. But no, I don't know. I mean, I'm always just fathomed by the fact when you hear someone go, I'm just not into music, and I'm thinking, do you sit in silence all the time then, you know?
Entire world is on a soundtrack, whether you understand the music or not.
Exactly. So
literally, a heartbeat is a rhythm.
Yeah, so it just fathoms me when I hear people say that. I don't say it to their faces like, oh my God, you know, you...
insane.
Yeah, but it just fathoms me sometimes, you know?
So, going back though... anything else you want to tell convention newbies?
Convention newbies. Well, I know, like I said, I need to get with my convention newbie and discuss certain things with her personally. But...
Furries.
Yes, convention new furries. Furries, they're not that bad.
Okay, so...
They tend to freak the noobs out.
No, that is true.
Okay, so...
that is a big one.
So explain, because some people... I know who listen to this aren't really cultured in it.
Okay.
So explain what a furry is.
Here's another geeky thing that people are into, which it could be considered a fetish. So.
Oh, no, it's a fetish.
It's
all
a
right.
Fetish. Okay, so a furry is.
I ain't gonna touch this one.
Okay, a furry is someone that likes to dress up as an animal. There are types of furries. One type of furry is where you're a human... You're a human body, okay? You're a human, but you don't feel human. You feel like you should be an animal. Okay, that's a great way to explain it.
We've
a couple people.
Transgender. Well, this is trans species.
Yes, where you should be an animal of some sort. We actually know somebody personally that thinks he's an animal that should be an animal. Okay.
We're not going to blow that up here because I actually don't think...
You can't figure out...
There are the ones who like to dress up as... Okay, pertaining to us. Cultural animals, like ponies from My Little Ponies.
Yeah, there's...
Or Chitara and Lino from Thundercats. And then there are some who like to dress up as animal versions of characters, like a hyena Harley Quinn.
Yes.
Now, here's what the noobs need to know, understand. Okay, etiquette says, number one, don't ask who you are underneath that outfit.
Furries will not tell you that.
And it's rude.
Mm-hmm.
That's like asking, what color is your underwear? And number two, they're not scary. There's some very nice furries out there that are just as huggable and as lovable as... That's the two things you need to know about.
And also, generally, furries, it can reach the realm of sexual.
Yes.
I know that there are tells... that are inserted into certain orifices. I'm not gonna go exactly where, but I'm gonna.
Kids,
I'm go-
listen
wait, wait,
wait,
to wait, wait, wait. But for the adults,
you can figure it out.
Yes, and it is a thing, and if it's your cup of tea. Rock on. If it's not, okay.
Don't judge.
You know, it's just, hey, man, we're all out to have a good time.
Oh, yes. Yes, and you will see furries, because you'll point them out, like, they're, like, full-on mascot costume furries, and then you got the ones that are just, you know, you can tell they're human, dressed up as an animal.
Cat girls.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remember, cosplay is not consent. Just because you see somebody half naked and it happens does not mean you get to go up and touch.
Man or woman.
Yes, man or woman. Although, I'll admit that I've actually talked to someone like, oh dude, your costume's cool, can I fill the material? Because you're asking, just because you want to fill it. And it's like, chainmail, it's kind of cool.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But
will,
again...
Or you want to take a look at the other side of the brocade.
Right. Again,
yeah, exactly.
Cosplay is not consent.
Exactly.
Like I said last year, and I believe it ended up kind of being a Will Wheaton quote. Don't be a dick. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Well, as that's being said, like I said, yes, furries is a good thing. You know, there's a lot, you know, for newbies. I mean, just the crowds. If you're not used to people in one space like that, there is a lot of people. I will say WonderCon is smaller than Comic-Con, way smaller than Comic-Con, but like Chris called it, what'd you say, the baby convention?
Baby Comic-Con.
Baby Comic-Con.
Which it is.
Which it is, because it is affiliated with Wonder, it is affiliated with Comic-Con International, so it is considered the baby of the cons. But it, you know, everybody there, you know, I'm going to say it like Chris said it, don't be a dick, and they won't be a dick to you, basically. You know, everybody there is like-minded, and you will spend time in long lines, standing in long lines, and you'll have great conversations with people. I mean, I talk to people, and it's amazing that, you know, it's like, oh, you like the same thing I do? That's amazing. And then the whole time you're in the line, you're just talking away. Like, when we first went to our first Comic-Con, we were standing in line for a panel for True Blood. And the whole time we were in that panel, that line for that panel, we were there for like 2 hours.
We met some people talking to some ladies from New York.
From New York that were in the True Blood. And we were just chatting away with them basically the whole entire time.
And I had more of the conversation because I had read the books that you hadn't read.
Yeah, I didn't get to finish reading all the books up to the point that he had read them. So, at the time.
And just to put that, the fact that, the one thing I will say, the show overall, I thought was actually a bit better than the books. The only missed opportunity is they never added Quinn into the show because he was cool. But yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, but you know, that's what, you know, so yeah, you'll find like-minded people. You'll chat up with people, you know, don't be afraid to talk to anybody. Don't be afraid to ask a cosplayer who you are. Because there are times you'll go, oh, I really like that person's costume. And you have no clue who they are. They'll tell you. And don't be afraid to ask if you can take pictures. Because that's why they're there. They like the attention. That's why cosplayers cosplay. Because they like the attention.
The
positive attention. I like to cosplay because I've always been a shy person. And coming to find out when to cosplay, it breaks me out of my shell. Because the first few times we did comic book conventions, I had a hard time speaking to people. Chris always initiated the conversation at each booth. I never really talked. But now I'm going up to these booths. I'm talking to everybody. I'm dressing up. People ask me who I am. They take pictures. And I'm just like everybody else at these conventions now. And it's a lot of fun. So don't be afraid to take pictures. Don't be afraid to talk to these people. Don't be afraid to ask them who you are, because they're not going to be offended. You know, there's times I go, I've seen that anime before, you know, flicking past, you know, a list of animes on Netflix, but I don't remember the name of the anime. So I go and ask, you know, I'm just, you know, so that those are. Thing for newbies, those are things you could do, you know, don't be afraid to ask. Like I said, I'm going to go back to the crowds of people. There's a lot of people. If you are feeling like there's too much going on, go step out in the lobby and sit. Because we don't want you getting pissed off because they're invading your bubble. And you don't want that. You want to be nice and friendly towards everybody. So you need to go take a breather if you're feeling overwhelmed. Go take a break. Go sit down somewhere where there's not a lot of people. And people watch for a while. And watch what these people in costume do. It's kind of amazing to see some of them actually have a whole skit prepared for their costume.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one time, like last year's costume of Majormir, Thor's hammer, and Thor. He was a full-size, huge hammer. And when Thor held out his hand, he ran sideways to Thor. Like it was coming towards him. And it's hilarious to watch these things. So, or last year, Lily and I were sitting and watching an inflatable Pikachu. Well, the person in the inflatable Pikachu got tired. And I guess I would get hot in that costume. And took off his costume. And what was underneath We had no clue. Inside Pikachu was Mario. So yes, you know, it's great. You know, yes, you want to go see the panels. Yes, you want to meet all the you know, voice actors that are there or see all the booths. But it's fun just sitting and people watching, too. I did more people watching this convention than I did any other convention. And it was great. So basically, those are things that, you know, quick little things you need to learn. So basically, we're about done.
All
right. With this one. So we want to thank everyone that listens.
Absolutely.
Thank our viewers. You know, everyone, thank you for listening. And share, you know, if you see us sharing this and you've listened, please be free, you know, feel free to share it with anybody.
Like, subscribe, share, you know, yes. Just like on YouTube and everything else. Because we appreciate the love. We appreciate the exposure.
You know, we're on, also, you can find us on, we do this here on Anchor. So you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, just to name a few. There's a lot more out there. Just type in Geek Ultra Experience on, you know, Spotify, Apple, Google, you know, all those, and we should come up. So thank you and have a good night.
And then also keep a lookout for Elisa's YouTube.
Yes, it's gonna be
coming up. And just so y'all, if y'all haven't figured it out, I'm usually called the Widow Alice, but that was an SEA thing. I've had to retire from the SEA. That's getting covered in the CK project. You should also look that up.
Oh, everybody, yeah, that's the meteor one right there, CK project, because it talks about deeper, more things, you know.
Yes. So anyway, you all have, you know, so see you later.
All right, Mr. Director, that's a wrap.